The black BMW 5 Series, its sleek exterior polished to a mirror-like sheen, sat nestled against the curb beneath the sprawling canopy of an ancient oak tree. At 43 minutes past midnight, the vehicle was shrouded in near invisibility, a phantom presence on this desolate stretch of road. The street, flanked by overgrown fields and a scattering of derelict buildings, was rarely traveled at this hour. Only the occasional passing motorist, a weary trucker or a lost tourist, disturbed the oppressive silence, their headlights briefly slicing through the darkness before fading into the distance, oblivious to the scene unfolding in the shadows. The man in the driver's seat, a wiry figure in his late 30s, sat hunched forward, his sharp features illuminated faintly by the dim glow of the dashboard. His eyes, shadowed by a furrowed brow, flicked to his wristwatch, a battered stainless steel timepiece that had once belonged to his father. The glowing hands read, 12:44. He exhaled a slow, frustrated sigh, the sound barely audible over the soft hum of the idling engine. A few more minutes, he told himself, and he'd abandon this godforsaken rendezvous. His gaze drifted to the black leather briefcase resting on the passenger seat, its surface scuffed from years of use. He reached over, placing his right hand palm down on its cool surface, fingers splaying protectively, as if the case might vanish or be torn from his grasp by unseen hands. His jaw tightened, his calloused fingers tracing the worn edges of the briefcase. Inside it lay the culmination of months of planning, a deal that had cost him sleepless nights and more than a few moral compromises. He didn't know the full contents, only that they were valuable enough to make him a target. His contact had been explicit. Deliver the case to this exact spot at midnight, wait no longer than 15 minutes, and leave if no one showed. The promise of a six-figure payout had been enough to silence doubts, but now, sitting in the oppressive quiet, those doubts clawed their way back. 5 minutes later, at 12:49, he checked his watch again, the faint tick of its second hand amplifying the tension in the confined space. His patience had frayed to its breaking point. Shrugging, he gripped the key in the ignition. He'd waited too long already, and the creeping unease in his gut told him something was wrong. The engine purred to life as he turned the key, its low rumble vibrating through the leather seats. His left foot pressed the brake pedal, his right hand hovering over the gear shift, ready to slip the car into drive. But a flicker of red caught the corner of his eye. Victor froze, his foot easing off the brake. He turned his head slightly, scanning the passenger side window, but saw nothing beyond the inky blackness and the faint outline of the oak tree's branches. He reached for the gear shift again, determined to leave, when the red flicker returned, this time sharper, more deliberate. His eyes locked onto it, a small crimson dot, no larger than a dime, dancing atop the headrest of the passenger seat. It moved with eerie precision, creeping toward him like a predator stalking prey. His pulse quickened, his breath catching in his throat. He whipped his head around, peering through the rear window, and caught a glimpse of a hooded figure crouched low, barely discernible against the night. Before he could react, the red dot found his right eye, its laser intensity searing his vision. He squeezed his eyes shut instinctively, jerking his head to the left. A deafening crack shattered the silence as the rear window exploded inward, glass shards raining across the back seat. Something heavy and impossibly fast struck the side of Victor's head, and the world dissolved into darkness.